to the, what, 1800s?
We're very inspired by our bumper music.
Whatever's on.
Whatever's on. We can build an illustration or we can create choreography, but we're definitely... It just takes us places.
It does. That's what music does. That's for sure. And hopefully we do the same right here Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Palmetto Mornings here on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You know, Lucas, we've been talking a lot this morning about food and the calories of food. But it, you know, you really can't beat going to the top to learn about food and our behavior and relationship with food. So we have joining us veteran holistic physician, Dr. Bradley Nelson, to talk to him about some cravings and things that we should be mindful of as we are enjoying our Thanksgiving dinner this holiday season. Good morning, Dr. Brad.
Good morning. Great to be here.
All right. So it's that time of year again where the winter holiday is upon us, right? We start the hibernation when it comes to eating food. We've got the holidays. We got Thanksgiving. We've got Christmas. We got New Year's. So we're going to be tempted to maybe go off course a little bit when it comes to eating. Especially we get cravings this time of the year, and we rattle through some of these habits, blood sugar swings, social situations, foods that trigger these cravings. How can we survive the holiday season when it comes to managing our cravings?
Well, I think the first thing that it's important to think about for everybody is what emotional eating really is. And if you think about it, if you've ever eaten the wrong things or you've gone on a binge because you've been feeling stressed out or sad or grief-stricken or
bored,
or even joyful, then that's emotional eating. And there are signs that you might have some addiction-like habits with food.
Wait a minute. Addiction? That seems like a strong word to connect with food, but tell me more.
I know. Yeah. I know, and it's kind of sad, but it's
but it's true.
If you have frequent cravings for certain foods, even when you're full,
okay,
feeling out of control around certain foods, eating way more of a food than you really intended. It's amazing because, of course, tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Yes, so, we all will be guilty of this one.
Yeah. So sometimes people eat past the point of being full to where they sometimes even can feel sick a little bit. And, of course, tomorrow, you know, watch out for that. Feeling guilty about eating certain foods but craving them again soon after and then justifying in your mind why it's okay to eat those foods. And especially hiding what you're eating from other people. If you're doing that, then you have a problem. So if you suspect that you've got a real addiction going on, you should seek help from a professional who knows how to break food addiction. But if you're simply trying to break bad habits, there are a lot of things you can do.
Okay.
For example, you can identify and you can avoid trigger foods that you tend to binge on or that seem to cause further cravings. And it's good to get some accountability. You can have a close friend or family member help you on that.
Okay.
Be accountable.
Hey.
Let other people know.
Dr. Brad, have we ruled out any kind of vitamin imbalance or anything like that? Everything else is checking out good and now we're still having these cravings? Or how does that work together?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. If you think about, and I'm glad you brought that up. If you think about babies, for example, I've been a holistic physician now for over 30 years, and one of the things that I have seen is with babies, it can start when you're a baby. If a baby is just eating and eating and eating, nursing and nursing and nursing all the time, what that means is that that baby is trying to get some kind of a nutrient that you are deficient in. Now, the same thing can happen as adults. Sometimes we are subconsciously aware that we need some mineral or something that we're not getting from our diet, and that can be a trigger for overeating, especially if we're eating a certain kind of food over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
So when you know your trigger foods, if you know that there are certain things that you kind of need to be careful of, you can choose non-eating activities to replace that.
Okay.
You know, you feel like eating a whole pan of brownies, well, stop and brush your teeth, go for a walk, call a friend when that craving hits.
Mm-hmm.
Filling that void can be easier, okay,
gotcha.
To help you break those bad habits.
Right.
Now, we often talk about dieting, too, and The problem with dieting is that it can be too much for you at once. If you're really dealing with some food addictions and you just try to stop all of it at one time, it can set you up for failure, and then that can become kind of a vicious cycle, right? Of eventually getting to a point where you just feel like it's hopeless.
Right.
One of the most important things that we have found, though, is that emotional eating is driven by something that we call emotional baggage. And emotional baggage is really the trapped emotional energies that that remain behind in the body. They're unresolved feelings from traumatic or negative experiences that then drive our emotional eating. In fact, not too long ago, I met a man who lost, he basically weighed, well, he weighed 365 pounds. A year before, and I met him, and he weighed about 180. So he had basically lost his entire body weight in the course of 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him how he did that. And what he said is that he used the emotion code, which is this this method of finding and removing this emotional baggage. And what he would do is when he would have an urge to eat something that he knew he shouldn't do, or the whole pan of brownies, or whatever it was, he would stop, and he would actually tune in and test himself using the emotion code to see what emotional baggage was driving that behavior, and that's all he did. He didn't change anything else, and over the course of a year, he lost about 180 pounds or so.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
very, very good. Wow, and I guess the biggest thing is you just don't give up. You find it's kind of connecting your subconscious with your conscious, mindfulness of the why behind your behavior.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so all of these things are helpful. They can all help you to break these unhealthy habits and kick cravings. But, be prepared, because it can be a little bit of a challenge. And you might have some false starts or failures before you succeed, and that's okay. So if you need a counselor or support group to help you, be sure to seek that help. You can break that cycle and be healthier and happier because of it. So
there you
go. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much, Dr. Brad. We certainly appreciate it. Dr.
Great
Bradley
stuff.
Nelson, for sure. Have a great Thanksgiving as well.